We are back at Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are so glad you're with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We are continuing with our conversation with Buddy Martin with WOCA out of North Central Florida. And Buddy, you were talking a little bit about, as far as Florida's offense, how can they become more efficient and effective? And why has this been a struggle over the past couple of years?
Well, I have a theory, but it's probably just a theory. And that is that I think Will Muschamp wants to make this team into an LSU or Alabama type offense where they bowl people over. And while they have some decent offensive linemen, let's face it, that's not Florida's characteristics on offense. They're not ever going to be a team that will beat you at the line of scrimmage. They had it here once before, but they had both the penalties in them and the offensive lineman Tim Tebow at 240 pounds running the football. They won't have ground and pound, but their running backs so far haven't proved the ability to do that. And that while they got some decent running backs, especially we've seen Matt Jones now and Mac Brown, now they got this Kelvin Taylor, the son of a former great running back here, Fred Taylor, who's a freshman. They're going to play him some. But right now, I don't know if that's a personality that fits this team. So is it a round peg in a square hole or vice versa? I don't know. That's one theory being batted about. Defensively, they can control the line of scrimmage most places, although it remains to be seen who will actually take Dominic Kingsley's place. They could play defensively against LSU, Alabama. Offensively, I don't see the ability to ground and pound against some of these SEC defenses. I think that's the first thing. And we'll have to see about the development of these running backs. If you're going to be a running team, you better have somebody step out there and be a dominant running back. And so far, they haven't got that. It's been running back by committee.
Buddy, it seems like each and every year, though, that Muschamp is vowing that their offense will be more explosive.
Well, it depends on what you mean by explosive. Explosive to me means playmakers in open space, mm-hmm. guys who are game breakers, guys who make a difference, who change the game by their presence on the field. I believe there's a different concept for that for Will Muschamp, and maybe even Brent Peace, more balanced, grind it out, throw a lot, but throw on third down and not very often on first down. It's become a predictable offense at times. They've got to open up a little bit and see if they can keep the defense on their heels, because when you run it on first and run it on second and throw on third, pretty much the coordinators are going to figure you out. So the question is, Brent Peace has got a good playbook. We've seen pieces of it. But his ability to make that transfer on the field and translate to the players has yet been seen. So I'm waiting to find out if this is the personnel that can do this or not.
Okay, so on Saturday, Florida will face Kentucky, and they're, of course, coming off that big win, 31-17 against Tennessee. What's your assessment as far as defensively? They've really executed. They're forcing turnovers, and they limited Tennessee's offense.
Yeah, I think turnovers are the key for them. I think, obviously, getting them the training wheels off their quarterback. The Kentucky defense, especially the secondary, is not too bad, although they had some giving up a few points here and there. It's a good game for Florida to have right now. They've got to get their bearings, because coming up down the schedule, it gets pretty tough. If you look past that, when you start seeing who's on the schedule.
October 12th, LSU.
right. You start talking about Arkansas, LSU, Missouri, Georgia, all in a row. And then you got South Carolina and you got Florida State at the end of the season. So you got your work cut out for you. They've already lost one game. I can see 3, potentially 4 L's there down the road if they don't play well. So it's going to be a tough go. We know what the SEC is right now. LSU's playing at a very high level right now.
Yes.
We know about Alabama and the game of the century they had, obviously, against Texas A&M. And we still don't know yet whether South Carolina or Georgia is going to be the team to win the East, although Georgia certainly made a statement by beating South Carolina. Florida, of course, will play both of those. So the East is still kind of wide open right now. I'd have to favor the chances of Georgia having beaten South Carolina, but don't rule out the old ball coach.
Buddy Martin with us just a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. I want to back up just for a moment, Buddy, and talk about some more Florida defensively and shine the light on Dante Fowler, because he really has been something. And as I understand, I mean, of course, he's having this breakout season, but he really worked hard in the offseason to lose weight, very disciplined. He improved his conditioning, and it's paying very big dividends.
Well, Fowler is a force. There's no question about it. He plays the buck position, which, of course, is where you need to get your pass rush from the edge on that. And he's a guy that's made some big plays. At 6'3", 270, he's physically strong. He's just a sophomore. And you put him with Ronald Powell at the Sam position, who's 6'4 and 240 and a great athlete. Could have been, by the way, Ronald Powell, a tight end, I think, or probably all world. Put those two guys in there.
Uh-huh.
And then you add Dominic Easley at number two in that defensive tackle. That was a really, what I call a really formidable defensive line. But now we're going to have see Fowler and Powell step up a little bit to take a little pressure off that interior line. And they'll get some help in there from Damian Jacobs, who's a senior, and they'll get some help from maybe a Darius Cummings. But it's the work cut out. They're going to have to bring pass rush, and maybe what will happen is they'll wind up trying to put more pressure on the buck position, you know, on the passer. But they've got their work cut out for them.
We're getting ready to wrap it up, our conversation with Buddy Martin from WOCA North out of Central Florida. And, Buddy, a few years ago you wrote a wonderful book, The Boys from Old Florida, Inside Gator Nation. Spent a lot of time with Urban Meyer. Are they re-releasing the book at all?
Well, there's two different books. So one is called Urban's Way, which was the authorized biography of Urban when he was here, which came out in 2008. And that's been re-released in the last couple of years. Another book called The Boys from Old Florida, which, of course, is the anthem they sing in every game. We are the boys from Old Florida. And this is that's kind of an oral history of Florida football since 1950. And I released the book, wrote the book in 2006 and updated it once. Well, the publisher asked me to update the book with the bus champ years. We did that. The book is now, you can get it on Amazon.com. It's still called The Boys from Old Florida. It's an updated version. If you're a Florida Gator fan, you want to know about what's happened the last 60 years or so around here, and there's some pretty good stories in there and anecdotes from players and coaches who were involved in it.
Buddy, can you give us a quick hit on the future for Will Muschamp? Will he remain in Florida?
Probably. I don't know that I would characterize him as being in trouble and on the hot seat, but the season is not halfway over yet. And this season will determine a lot about Will Muschamp's future, whether he stays here. I'm not of the school of thought that Texas will offer him the job or he'll take the job. Although some people think that. I just think it yet to be determined whether or not Muschamp is the guy. He had an 11-year, 1 year last year. But he's still got to prove himself to a lot of people in this program. The Gator fans who are not real happy right now. So let's say the jury's still out on Will Muschamp. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt this year because of the injuries. But in my opinion, there's some proving to be done.
Well, in my assessment, he has certainly done a lot of great things, but is it? That's the question mark. Is it good enough for Gator fans? So always appreciate you dropping by, buddy. You take care of yourself, and we will catch up with you again real soon right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, okay?
My pleasure, Alyssa. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead here in just a moment.